that Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
You're working with a professional here!
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
I'm going to say it like five times. I could just say it another five times.
The Rich Eisen Show. Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Okay, Max Crosby here. What is your goal?
I truly want to be a Hall of Fame player. That's my goal overall.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. Coming up, Cincinnati quarterback Desmond Ridder. Plus, your phone calls, poll results, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. It is time for hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show. Live on the air, fresh back from Indianapolis, Indiana. Combine in the books. New league year begins next week. Ian Rappaport was on the program talking about Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers and Mitchell Trubisky. And, he's going to get paid next week. And so many other scenarios going on with the Green Bay Packers and Devontae Adams. Is he's franchise tagged? What does that mean? Where are the Packers right now and hearing from Aaron Rodgers and making sure Devontae Adams is happy and putting this all together? And then the Browns go ahead and franchise tag David Njoku. There you go. Didn't see that one coming. Am I bleeding? Because I just got tagged.
Like, why?
Well, I don't know. Good to see you, Chris Brockman.
Rich, I'm great.
DJ
What's up,
Mikey
man?
D is in D's nuts.
Yes.
TJ Jefferson, how are you,
yes, sir?
Sir?
I'm
good
fantastic,
to see you all.
Man.
Good to see you all. One guy I want to talk about coming from the combine, fascinating. He's so talented. His tape frequently jumps off the screen, and other times it doesn't. But most of the time it jumps off the screen. And he ran a terrific 40, sub 4.6 for a defensive lineman. And there are some mock drafts that had him first overall. Kayvon Thibodeau of Oregon. And he was out here on Super Bowl week and making some rounds and making some headlines, talking about how he wants to make sure he plays in a state with no income tax and, you know, with a ton of personality.
Yeah,
right?
I saw Smart some man. Of his interviews. Great.
Right? Talking about his brand mm-hmm. and things of that nature. And you know what? When you do that, you get some scouts hearing that and they're like, okay, I got to see what's under the hood here. Mm-hmm. Fair or not, that's what happens. That is exactly what happens. Certainly if, from what you see on tape, jumps off the screen at you, and then there are other times where he is, as some scouts said over the weekend, taking some plays off. So the conversation all week long when he was at a podium or in front of a microphone was him battling the perception that he doesn't care as much. You know, do you love football? That's what you hear from so many scouts.
Yeah.
Are you into it? Or are you into yourself? Are you more of a team guy or you're more of a you guy? And it's maybe terribly unfortunate, unfair, what have you. But whispers start because either teams want you to fall to them, or whispers start because they're true. And that's the type of season it is. And if you're caught in that vortex, like Desmond Ridder's coming up, there's nobody who has these conversations about him. From Cincinnati. Question is he good enough to be your starting quarterback in the NFL? Like it's that conversation. Mm-hmm. Not does he want to, can he be a leader and things of that nature. Can we spend a top 10 pick on him? He's not a top 10 pick, but he could be somebody like Dak one day. Like you're hearing those comparisons right now. And I'm sure Desmond Ridder would love to be in the position that Dak Prescott is in like right now, which is renegotiating his contract to give more cap space to his team and putting more money in his bank down the road to add to his generationally wealthy contract. But with Kayvon Thibodeau, the question was coming into the week, what are you going to put out there for all the scouts to see? What is your message going to be? And he said when he got to the microphone that he was definitely upset to hear that his want to is being questioned, and he'll show everybody. He's going to work out and do everything. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. Runs a 40, blazing 40, looks terrific doing it. And then Willie McGinnis is out there on the field for us, covering the defensive line and linebacker drills. And as he's on camera, I see over his shoulder as he's talking about Thibodeau, I can't wait to see what he's going to do out here. Thibodeau's putting on his warm-up jacket and then slinging his knapsack over his shoulder, which is a sign I've seen many, many times. That means I'm done for the day. Now, some players didn't even work out at all. N'Kobe Dean didn't do a thing. But this isn't a question about him. And Thibodeau had all these questions about him. And when he didn't work out, it only adds more questions to the equation. And then Stacey Dales, who had a terrific week with us on the field, she went up to him and Willie McGinnis went up to Thibodeau because apparently he's known Thibodeau for quite some time. And he told them both that it was a long day and that he wants to do all the defensive drills and the linebacker drills all at once, not, you know, separated by half an hour or what have you. And he'll do that all at his pro day. And it made no sense because it was just as long of a day as everybody else in his group and for everyone else in his group. And they all did their drills and got done with it. And if the question about you is, do you want to? Can you show out and show up? Is your motor in question? Is your desire in question? Will you take plays off or not? And he took the drills off. I'm just shaking my head. I'm like, I don't understand it. And I'm sure there are some scouts who will as well. And if they pass up on him because of it, maybe they will rue that day. Because I've seen guys not work out. I've seen guys not do drills. And it doesn't matter. They're terrific in the pros. And that may be the case for Kayvon Thibodeau. And did he hurt himself? There's a difference between hurting yourself and not helping yourself. Okay. I've been around the combine block a lot. He did not help himself. Now, the Oregon Pro Day shows up and he does everything. Yeah, or he doesn't do everything and he just shows up and he does a couple drills and looks terrific doing it. Will it matter? But I'm just wondering if it's between Trayvon Walker and him on the clock, who are you taking? Between Aiden Hutchinson and him on the clock, who are you taking? And some teams might be, I'll take the guys who showed up at the combine and balled out and whose tape doesn't have those questions about him. I saw that and I thought to myself, man, I'd work out if I was him. But again, he's so supremely talented. You could see how he plays when he's on. That kid is on.
Now, Rich, do you suspect that that's an agent giving him this advice?
I have no earthly idea. But the response that came from him to Willie McGinnis and Stacey Dales made no sense. Like, yeah, I want to do it at a time where I guess he's not up at 5 a.m. It's a long day. He's not wrong. These guys are getting their hands measured and this measured, that measured, this tested, that tested, this thing, that thing. You know, and interviews here, interviews there. It's a long week and it's a long day when you're working out. And at the end of it, it's particularly, you know, difficult to shine out and show up like you're supposed to. And he said, it's a long day, but it was a long day for everyone else in his group. Everyone else. So these are questions that are going to come up over the next few weeks. He can absolutely answer them. He can absolutely forget them. And what I'm saying right now, one team might be like, good. I'm glad he didn't work out.
Let him drop to us.
I'll take him at 10. Yeah. I'll take him at 12. Exactly. I'll take him at 15.
Exactly.
Or I'll take him at 8. I'll take him at 6 because he's top 5 talent. So that's what I'm saying. He didn't hurt himself, but I don't think he helped himself. Based on everything that I'm hearing and what I saw. And it's a difficult thing because, again, he's essentially in the world of he's a growing budding star in this potentially in this league, but he's still a kid. Certainly as a 52-year-old man, and that's the whole thing is I learned this from Mayock too, and that's what's so great about Daniel Jeremiah also. Don't kill the kid. Don't kill. I mean, that there's still decisions to be made here. But the one that he made by not working out after he told everybody, I'm going to do everything. And then he didn't.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, don't front load it with, I'm going to work out and I'm going to show up and show out.
And scouts and general managers and all the talent evaluators pick up on everything. They're very, very particular. You know, perfect example of, here's some great stuff, scouts being particular. Desmond Ridder coming up shortly, then we'll close out with what's more like an overreaction Monday. Great, we'll do that. That's our hour three, and more of your phone calls. Here's some good stuff about scouts. I mentioned this the other day. I'll mention it again here now that I'm with you guys in person. When I heard they were going to play music during the drills to create an atmosphere for the fans that were there, I'm like, I don't know how that's going to work. It was literally 20 minutes and out. Honestly, it made Belichick's tenure with the Jets look like Belichick's tenure with the Patriots.
Frank Gore with the Eagles?
Oh, my God. In and done. The phone calls and the texts that were flying into everybody, into the truck.
Get that
on DJ's phone again. He's just, they're all, because again, it's a laboratory. It is their laboratory. It is their time to see these guys, and there are announcements to be made, and they do not need like walking on sunshine glaring.
Katrina in the way.
They don't need Katrina in the waves.
They have an issue with the music.
It's supposed to be the wave drill, not Katrina in the waves. Nice.
Well done.
Okay? That's what it's supposed to be here.
Live
and
DJ.
For the fans. Now, I heard some scouts were upset that fans were there to begin with, and I have a problem with that approach. Fans being there.
You can't go halfway. You can't go halfway.
Yeah, he actually had a good
point. We're either all in or we're not.
No, you don't need to have the fans have music for the fans. You don't need that.
Why not? You don't need music at an NBA game, but it plays nonstop.
I understand that, but fans there still, the fans being there was a delight. It was great.
Was there energy? Were they providing some juice?
When there were deep balls thrown, and they made the catches, they were like ovations.
Okay,
and
well, that's good.
I dig that. That, and you could see the fans, the players were kind of into it. You know, Sauce Gardner runs his second 40 better than his first, and you could see it because our broadcast is up on the screen. As soon as they pass the finish line, they can look up and see their time.
Oh, that's cool.
And a couple times, though, we caught a couple F-bombs of some of the players disappointed with their 40 time.
Well, that's nature of the beast.
I know. But Sauce Gardner ran through, because the 40-yard dash line was running towards the fans. The fans were in the corner of the end zone and the opposite end zone from where the 40-yard dash started. So they're running through, and as they run through at top speed, they're basically right in front of the fans when they're finished with their run. Sauce Gardner runs his 40, looks up, sees that he's beaten his first time, and blew a kiss to the crowd.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
And that's just phenomenal.
That's great.
Phenomenal. I forget which guy it was. I think it was... Oh, man, I forget. I mean, it was 28 hours of television. Yeah. There was a family for, I think, a USC linebacker that stayed late because the fans kind of thinned out as it got around 9 o'clock at night. Every time he did a drill, they went crazy. They were up in, like, the rafters. It's fun.
It's fun.
And that's not That shouldn't be distracting to a scout's work. But if a scout can't talk to another scout, or a talent evaluator can't talk to another one because they're shouting over music, I get it. I get it. The music was loud, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Do it between the drills. But like, so you've done enough scouting by now.
You're just there to watch a workout. Like, you can't say that.
It isn't about them anymore.
Is it the music or just the volume of the music? If the music is lower.
I think it's both. It's just like, what are we doing? Like, this is a combine. We are here to evaluate these folks and have an environment in which we could do our best evaluation and talk. So many guys say, what's your time? What time did you have? What do you have? And if you can't, like the first half hour, it was so loud. It was one of those things where it's just like, what are we doing?
But also, isn't that how, you know, you go to the gym, music's bumping. That's how these guys get up. They got to run. They got to lift. Like, having them out there in silence.
I don't have a problem. I did not have a problem with scouts having a problem with the music. Any scout that was just like, the fans are distracting or... I mean, they're not doing the wave. They were dead quiet until
that.
Like occasionally. Like, honestly, like the guy runs a fast 40 and you would hear like a nice smattering of applause.
That's cool.
Like somebody on the PGA Tour just, you know.
Yeah, that's cool.
Just landed one 10 feet from the hole. Yeah. And it was kind of like, yeah, you know, nice little golf clap. Mm-hmm. Someone did that. And Sauce Gardner blew him a smooch. And it was fun. You know? So the scouts are very particular. Don't give them anything to mark down. Just don't. Don't give them anything to mark and write down. Just make a note. Make them basically say, you want them texting another evaluator a rocket ship emoji, not like a shrug emoji, like what's up with that?
I'm building
don't do it.
Rocket?
And Kayvon Thibodeau gave them a reason to be just like, okay, like what was that about? Some might mark him down, and you know he might sit there and go, well, then it's not meant to be. I'm dominant. You're going to miss out. I am who I am. But I don't think he helped himself. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. This kid definitely helped himself. Desmond Ridder had a very nice combine, and apparently he interviewed very well. He's the Cincinnati Bearcat quarterback, and he will be joining us next right here, fresh off of his combine experience, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk a little bit about the Callaway Rogue Irons. Yeah, we're in the fairway right now. Okay, we're in the fairway.
Yeah, we are.
Callaway didn't just create the longest irons ever with their No Rogue ST. They made their longest irons ever perform at the highest level for every player. Rogue ST irons come in four different offerings, people, four. Each model using artificial intelligence on high-strength 450 steel. The only irons ever to do so. The most popular iron of the bunch is the Rogue ST Max, designed for the widest range of players because of its refined game improvement shaping, an incredible combination of speed, forgiveness, and all-around performance. In other words, Rich, you suck. But for you low to mid single-digit handicappers, there's a Rogue ST Pro. It's going to give you the hollow body construction and sleek, compact player shape. Callaway's best game improvement model is Max OS. Gives mid to high handicappers total forgiveness with high launch, wide soles, and an enhanced offset. There's also Max OS Lite, their most forgiving high launch iron. Rich, that's for you. It comes with wider soles and increased lofts and a lightweight package for players with slower swing speed. So no other irons perform like the new Rogue ST irons. Find your Rogue ST irons at CallawayGolf.com/GoRogue. Desmond Ridder of Cincinnati when we come back.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
One in eight. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. We'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to
McDonald's. 1-8, start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
He is the quarterback of the Cincinnati Bearcats. What a season they had. And now he is fresh off of the NFL Scouting Combine. Joining us on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line is quarterback Desmond Ridder. How are you, Desmond?
I'm doing well. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. What'd you make of the Combine? What'd you think?
Yeah, I thought it was a great experience for me to go out there and kind of show what I could do. But, you know, overall, the experience was fun. To get around a lot of the competitors and then a lot of the other position groups as well. But then also to meet around all the coaching staffs again, it was a great experience.
All right, so give me the typical day that didn't involve on-field drills. Give me what was your Wednesday like? Because you did your Thursday night on-field drills. I want people to know how crazy it is for prospects, folks like yourself. Give me your Wednesday.
So Wednesday was a medical day. We woke up, had just general medical information for about an hour and a half.
What time did you wake up? What was your wake up? What was the alarm that day?
It was about 5:45.
Are you an early morning riser? You're a college kid, but are you an early morning riser?
Yeah, I just got to get up. Once I get up, I'm good to go.
Well, wait a minute. Dude, you have a baby, right? Do you have a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, what a silly question then. So, of course, you're an early morning. Okay.
Yeah, it's easier for me.
This was a vacation. Wait a minute. This is a vacation for you, the combine.
Yeah, some of these times we're sleeping all the way through the night. It's good.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt. So keep going. What your Wednesday was like? Go for it.
Yeah, no. So then we did general medical information for about an hour and a half. And then we went straight to where it was medicals for all the team evaluations. So you would walk into a room with your main doctor who evaluated you real quick. And then that doctor would go and present to about six or seven teams. And you do like a rotation of about six rooms. So once all the doctors are done with you and ask all the questions they need to ask, it took about another hour and a half. Then you go do your MRIs, your X-rays, your CTs, your body scans. And that could take anywhere from, you know, just an hour all the way to 5-6 hours. And for me, it took about 3.5 hours. And then I was able to get some lunch around like 1 o'clock, 2:30. And then I went to do the photo shoot with all the cool graphics and everything that you see on TV, whether that be ESPN or NFL Network.
That's the one.
You know, then after that, we did a couple of interviews, then got some dinners, and then we have meetings. And those last from about 8 to 11. And so you're basically on, you know, the whole day.
And then the next day you had to work out.
Yeah, then the next day you got to get up and go put on your best physical performance. Oh. So, you know, it's a lot from you, not only mentally, but it sounds physically draining as well.
Wow. Okay, so how many teams did you meet with, Desmond Ridder? How many teams?
Yeah, so I met with, you know, there were 18 slots. The first day we just did formal teams. That was on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday we did informals, which was kind of a big room they call the train station. You just go down there and teams will come and pick from you and talk to you for 15-20 minutes. So the first day I met with 9, and then the second day I met with another 9, but I think only a couple were the same.
Okay. Which teams do you meet with? You want to throw some out here for me? Throw some out there.
Yeah. So, you know, I met with Pittsburgh, met with the Vikings, met with Atlanta, you know, a handful of other teams.
What was the strangest question you got asked, Desmond Ridder?
I never really got asked very many strange questions. The only odd thing that, you know, I think you guys know by now is when we walked into Philadelphia, into their meeting room, they made us shoot on the little tight school. So that was the only thing that really threw me off real quick.
So they made you shoot little free throws. Like my friend here, Chris Brockman's son, Cage, shoots on it. So he would be. Did you know that your son is preparing for the combine interviews?
I had no idea.
Okay, yeah. So how did you perform, Desmond? How did you perform?
Yeah, so, So I made my first one, and then the next two left a couple short. Hit the fourth one and missed the fifth one. So I went 2 for 5.
So the pressure is on. Were some of your other your combine mates there as well, or just you and Sirianni and Howie Roseman and the rest of the Eagles?
Yeah, it's just me and the whole coaching staff and, and you know, some of the owners and GMs. But it's just you. You know, that's the first thing they did as soon as you walk into the room. Was like, all right, put your stuff down. Like, shoot 5 shots behind the yellow tape. So I got back there and thought I put enough shots up for this offseason to be able to make more than 2, but I guess not.
Mm-hmm. So Desmond Ritter here on the Rich Eisen Show. I asked this, interestingly enough, of Jalen Hurts, now the Eagles, when he was going through. I'll ask you, what will a team get if they draft Desmond Ritter?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, a Super Bowl. One, because I'm a winner, and two, because I'm a competitor. I'm going to do anything it takes to win. And then they're also just going to get a hardworking, loyal guy, one who's going to love, you know, whatever city he goes to. Make sure to leave my name there as a mark for the good. And, you know, just like I said, a competitor, a go-getter, a winner.
And so this year, proving that you got to a national championship semifinal game, what growth did you experience this year in your estimation for Cincinnati?
I feel like it was more off the field in my preparation. That's where I feel like I took the next step. And that's part of the reasons why I came back and my decision to come back after the 2020 season was I felt, you know, at that time I was just doing what every other college quarterback was doing. And you know, for me to take that next step, I just needed to take a step forward.
Like how so? Like what? What do you mean? Like what exactly did you do?
Yeah, so as far as preparation, you know, I was able to, you know, meet in the offensive staff room with all the coaches to go over our game planning every single week for every game. So on Sunday nights, I was in there till about 10:30, 11. And then on our day offs on Mondays, I would get up, get in there around 6:30, and we would game plan 11 personnel on Mondays. And then Tuesdays, or third down in red zone days, you know, after we practice, go back up in there and get all that together. And then Tuesday through game day, you know, as soon as the practice is over with, everyone showered, got treatment, got something to eat in them, you know, I would host meetings with some of my teammates, you know, just to go over that day's practice film to make sure that everything's right.
Hmm. Desmond Ritter here on the Rich Eisen Show. And then off the field as well, you have a girl. You've got a daughter, huh?
Yeah, baby girl. My baby girl, Layton.
How old is she?
She's about to be 11 months on the 19th. So we're planning our one-year-old birthday party right now. So times are exciting around the house.
Yeah, about to see. So how does one, man, how does one prepare to be drafted and go through all of this and train and combine with an 11-month-old?
Yeah, you know, fortunate enough for me, I have a wonderful mother, my child, and girlfriend. Who does a heck of a job with her. You know, all these times when I'm not lifting out of way, she's been able to be home and be with our daughter and help her grow. So, you know, I got all that going on and all the football life going on, and then it's always great to come home and see my daughter.
That's Claire, right? That's
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you've known her a long time ago, right? You're like high school sweethearts or something like that?
Yeah, met her freshman year of high school. To a mutual friend on the football team. They live next to each other. And then we started dating junior year.
I got to tell you, man, I mean, do you mention this in meetings? Do they ask you about it? Because you're obviously further along the line in terms of life and maturity than maybe some others that you will be compared and contrast with in the draft, Desmond.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I would say, yeah, some of them do, some of them don't. Someone will leave it at, you know, who are you bringing with you if we were to draft you? And then others, you know, just dive into it kind of how we just did of, you know, how do you differentiate, you know, life as being a father and life as being a football player and a quarterback at that. And then, you know, what are the similarities? What are the differences between the two? So, you know, just simple things like that. But, yeah.
Okay. Desmond Ritter here on the Rich Eisen Show. A couple more minutes left with you, sir. So, do you think Cincinnati gets a bad rap in college football because, what, AAC and nobody really Yeah, because, I mean, it seemed like there were some people thought others deserved a shot against Alabama and not you. I'll give you the floor on that one, Desmond.
Yeah, it's easy for the outside world to say, but I bet you they wouldn't be saying that, you know, if us as Cincinnati lined up against one of their teams. And they went out there and played them because, you know, it probably ended up in a Cincinnati W. But we don't have to say much more than that other than them boys are going to keep working to be the best no matter what anyone says about them.
And I enjoyed meeting for a brief bit Sauce this past weekend as well. Seems like there is very few people on your team short of confidence, Desmond Ridder.
Yeah, no, he's the guy who came in from day one with all that confidence. You know, we kind of looked at him crazy, and then he earned it to be able to go out there and just be the way that he is. So, you know, he had a great weekend, and you know, had himself a good couple of days. So,
yeah, I'll bite on that one. Hold on a minute, I'll bite on that one. What do you mean? Looked at him a little crazy? What do you mean?
Yeah, because you know he came in here as a 17-year-old freshman, about 6'4", probably around 160. And you know, he told him, he was like, "Hi, I'm Sauce." And we was like, "Excuse me, what?" and he was like, "Yeah, call me Sauce." And we were all like, you know, us older guys were like, "No, we're not going to walk around here calling you Sauce. Like, what's your real name again?" He's like, "Ahmad." "All right, we'll call you Ahmad." And then, you know, he earned that nickname over his couple of years.
I was about to say, so at what point did you say, "All right, Sauce, I hear you"? When did that happen?
Yeah. You know, it was after the first season, more so after the UCF game at home, when he got his first career pick six, I think it was, that helped us, and we were like, okay, you might have something here.
I love that. Yeah, it's like we're not calling you Sauce, but it does take some serious, you know, gumption to introduce yourself as such to a whole bunch of people when you're 17, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
but
that,
you know, that's the confidence he's had, like we said, ever since he's been, you know, a young kid, young adult. And it's just going to keep continuing to carry on with them.
So before I let you go, what is your plan between now and draft day? What do we got?
I'm already back out here in California. You know, just kind of this kind of phone call was almost in the middle of the workout, but
okay.
We got the workout just over with. You know, working out, getting physical training, PT, physical therapy, and you know, just working out, staying in shape, getting ready for pro day.
Okay. And when is your pro day again? When's that?
March 24th.
Okay. March 24th, back in Cincinnati for your, I guess, your Cincinnati, if you will, finale. And then where are you going to be for draft? You're going to be, what do you got?
Yeah, for draft, I'll either be in Vegas if I get the invite or back home in Louisville with a whole bunch of friends and family. So.
I love it. Well, good for you. Great combine. You look great. You really did.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
You did. And, you know, I guess the only thing that you didn't do stupendously well was three little tight free throws that unfortunately you shorted them. You look back
and you know those might have been the three, you know, so-called throws that you might wanted to get back.
I got it. No, it's all right. You know, you didn't expect it, and other than that, congratulations on everything, and let's continue to stay in touch. Thanks for the call.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
You got it. That's Desmond Ridder of Cincinnati Bearcat football. You're getting a dad.
Like
you're
it.
Getting a leader. You're getting a guy saying, "I'm bringing a." First of all, I'm bringing a Super Bowl. I love that. Yeah, we're not calling you Sauce. I enjoyed that story too.
Sauce.
Yeah, what's your name? Ahmad. Yeah, it's Ahmad.
Yeah.
Pick six against UCF. Okay, Sauce. Right, I see
Sauce.
You.
Sauce. Nice play.
Way to stir it up. He got that name from a Pop Warner coach.
Oh,
because he saw that even at a young age, he had some extra sauce.
Get that sauce. Shout it up. Get that sauce.
Good nickname.
You got to get Sauce in here, right? That's next.
Oh, that's mandatory.
That's next up on the Bearcat Hit Parade.
That's a good nickname.
Dude, that guy is talented. And Desmond Ridder had a terrific season. Terrific season, and clearly is dedicated and has a professional mindset, and he's a daddy. So,
and I can worry about him being out late
that.
At night.
Yeah. And the girl dad did that too.
That's right. That's me, which means he's wrapped. That's a wrap. He's taking the L.
Yeah.
So Cage, had his birthday party, right?
Oh, yeah.
I saw that on Instagram.
At his birthday. Yeah.
So I was having dinner with Rachel Bonetta last night. She said she was there too.
Yeah.
That's great.
Ha ha ha!
I was not in charge of the guest list.
Did not
invite Rachel.
Yeah, I mean,
and it was for my friends who have little kids. Rich.
Okay.
Ed Cooper had a Little League game at the exact same time.
Did he?
I would know.
What do you mean? You went to a lot of my kids' birthday parties.
Yeah.
As a single guy.
Be more than happy to show up.
We know why.
Just letting you know for his third.
I mean, Rich, you invited him over to
Thanksgivings
and all types of other dinners when he was lonely.
I figured
he
would pay
no mind. Do you know why I was on the pay no mind list?
I have no idea. To be honest.
Why? Because he doesn't want me to bring his child plasticware for his birthday.
Yeah, but you wouldn't do that.
Oh, yeah, Rich would.
You wouldn't do plastic.
Wouldn't I?
You would do the good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You'd do the good stuff, I think.
By the way, you would never
I wouldn't
take
do that to
any
Sarah.
Of my things to yeah. borrow to then return.
No, I would just get him that.
You would buy it. Yeah.
Just to see how.
And that's a terrible gift.
Yeah, you think?
Just the whole Little Tykes thing reminded me of that.
Chilly and kind of windy.
Don't get comedy.
He said that's a terrible gift.
Kind of weird. You don't get comedy.
I get comedy.
All right, just
stand it.
Okay, just I wondering how. I'm just glad that I saw it was a beautiful day. Beautiful day.
It was a nice day.
And everybody that was invited had a child with them, right? Young child, same 2-year-old.
Yeah. You didn't invite anybody from work at all, is what you're saying?
No.
Okay.
Clearly not.
I didn't invite anyone from work.
That's kind of messed
up. Because why would you want to go to a 2-year-old birthday party?
Can I ask a question?
There's a lot of kids there, right?
Yeah, a ton of kids.
Is every mom married?
Oh.
Is every mom married?
Oh. This sounds like a Vince Vaughn movie.
Maybe, the love of Mia Del Tufo's life could have been there as a single mom, but we wouldn't know.
Oh, God.
Because we didn't get invited to the party, right, Mike? I mean, you know?
Wow. Boy, the takes that everyone's having today. It's like, what happened? I know what happened.
What's happening?
What's worst take?
The love of my life is right here, me.
That's it. All right, let's take a break.
I'm just saying.
By the way, before we take a break, in all honesty, Cage is making more than 2 of those shots, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or is he just dunking on
Cage,
his little
tie? Cage is dunking. He can get like a 4-foot jumper going.
Okay.
But I've seen it.
Not that. I'm sure Desmond was probably shooting from like 10 feet.
The Eagles are doing rock, paper, scissors.
I have such a huge problem with all this.
You got a problem with that?
I do.
But not with music. You have no problem?
Because the NFL has established that the combine is now an event.
Yes.
Okay?
All right.
These teams.
They're trying to put them at ease. They're not using that as an evaluation. They're just trying to make them chill.
Dumb.
Okay. There you go.
Who are they trying to put at ease, though? Dumb. The scout or the player?
The player.
It's like.
The player.
It seems like the scout is the one.
Yeah. Hey, come on in and shoot me.
Let's see your competitive spirit. I don't understand.
The players are all wearing headphones before they work out. They want the music.
And if Kayvon Thibodeau doesn't want to work out, who cares?
Well, because. Hold on a minute.
Who cares?
Because they see on his tape, they have questions about whether he really wants to put himself out there on his tape. And they are questioning that. And here he is having an opportunity to work out just like everybody else, just like he said he would, and then he didn't. That's a different story.
Yeah, things come up, man. Like things
Chris,
come up.
You're paid to evaluate. Your job is to evaluate. And if you miss the evaluation, you're fired. You're out of a job. You could be out of football.
This kid's like, there's not gonna
a certain
be out of football,
intensity.
Like, there's a difference between, you know, some dude who's maybe a third-day pick or a guy who's being talked about as
a
number one overall pick.
But that's not what you're saying. You're talking about the scout, not the player.
What I'm saying is, like, you say, who cares if he doesn't want to work out? The scouts do, and the players do. And
he obviously didn't care.
All I'll say is this. Mayock got hammered years ago over Jamarcus Russell, where he said he was questioning his love of football. Hammered.
How that turned out.
So... again, there is precedence of somebody who looks so amazing and playing, and you're going to use a top 5 pick on this person. You better be totally buttoned up because if you miss, you're out.
Having a personality, interested in other things, like get over yourself. Like, come on, this isn't 40 years ago.
We'll take a break. Overreaction Monday. Boy, this will be a doozy. This has just been one overreaction after another today. This is great. Coming up. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. Let's do some Overreaction Monday. It's a Monday. Lots to overreact to.
Yeah, there's only a couple things.
That's it?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
You're telling me that I missed everything. I missed every possible boat by leading with all
football
stuff.
Well, you did.
Well,
I was preparing for an open and possibly two segments.
So, okay, you know, I understand. Okay, very good. Here's over. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
All right, Rich. So I know you were at an indie, but you missed a really good basketball game Saturday night here in Los Angeles. Warriors has been struggling lately. They came in. Lakers, disaster team. LeBron throws up 56.
With Matthew Stafford in the house?
With Stafford sitting courtside. LeBron saved the Lakers season.
Yeah, that's an overreaction.
That's Who wants overreaction. To play them in the playoffs, Rich?
Everybody? LeBron is just so good.
He's still playing well.
He's got MVP type numbers if the record actually supported it.
Yeah.
56. He is unbelievable.
And it was one of those like sneaky 56 point games, TJ. Did you watch this? Like, yeah. All of a sudden you look where you're like, LeBron's got 38. Yeah. Like, how?
All right, let's just.
And the hater will say that he took 31 shots, but I don't care, man. 56.
Yeah. 56. And it was one of those things I remember thinking, like, wow, he's going to have to score 60 for the Lakers to win this game. and he almost nearly did. And Lakers the Warriors went cold.
Lakers are 28-35. Yeah, they're in ninth place.
That's terrible.
By the way, how about the Pelicans in a spot and Zion is apparently coming back and here we go. And
there's no way he sees the court this year.
Excuse me.
Maybe.
Excuse me.
It doesn't make sense why you play him.
Why not?
He sat out all year to bring him back for 4 weeks.
Hold on a minute.
If he's healthy.
Hold on a minute.
Hold on
a minute. If you asked the Memphis Grizzlies, did last year's little mini run that you went on out of the State Farm play-in tournament before getting bounced out of the playoffs, did that set the table, give you any sort of taste, any sort of confidence level for this year? What do you think the answer would be?
I think their answer would be, did Ja Morant miss the entire season on a foot injury when he's carrying 300-plus pounds, and would you rush him back?
Okay.
That would be an
odd response to that question.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you're sort of cutting through my point by making your point with your own answer to a question that was simply yes or no.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, probably.
What else you have over there, Chris?
Okay, the other 50 burger over the weekend, my man, Jason Tatum, TJ's favorite player, went head-to-head with Brooklyn yesterday. Great game in the Garden. The Celtics are the most dangerous team in the East.
I think it's the Sixers, I'm sorry to say. But they are really turning it around and looking good. Number zero in your program, number one in your heart. I guess the best part about that for him was that because he had to go torch the Nets in Brooklyn, he couldn't be in Cameron Indoor to watch. He wasn't one of the 96. Otherwise, he'd have been there if the game was on Sunday. So at least it spared him, and they look terrific.
Yeah, one of his best games as a pro. He was just answering the moment, playing appropriately, making great decisions.
Right.
Celtics team's coming together.
Yeah. Also, Jason Tatum, you might not know, now has more 50-point games than Larry Joe Bird.
Tied.
They're tied
at four.
Okay.
Yeah, well, he'll break that shortly.
Yeah, that's going to be
I mean, he could break that in a week.
I still think it's the Sixers. By the way, what I say after the first couple games, Maxi, that's the good stuff.
Yeah, buddy.
We're all talking about the Embiid-Harden two-man game. Maxi appears to be unlocked.
I told Brockman, I said,
where his ceiling is unlocked right now.
I told
now.
Chris, I'm like, don't touch that guy. We can't let that kid go. And he's balling.
Maxi's the third guy in to create a big ass problem for a lot of teams. But your Sixers, your Celtics
gonna be,
are doing
great.
Well.
East playoffs is going to be awesome.
About time the East is back, right? Chris, it's been so
totally
many years.
It's been a long terrible. Time.
Yeah, until they face the Suns or...
Well, you know, we'll cross that bridge.
Right. Okay. I think the champion's in the East this year. All right, NFL, you can switch the music, Mike. I said this a while ago in Overreaction Monday that Aaron Rodgers will stay with the Packers. I'm going to stick with it, but we're going to add this. Rodgers is going to sign a record-breaking deal to stay with the Packers.
Yeah, well, I mean, record-breaking in terms of annual salary.
Annual salary.
Not in terms of length or anything like that
sort of thing.
I think it's going to have a five in front of it.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's going to be all cash, too. I think it's going to be the four, maybe for 200 guaranteed.
I don't know if it's all going to be guaranteed. I don't know about that. That would be something else. But I don't think that's an overreaction. I think that it's going to come from somebody. It's either them or wherever he goes. Back-to-back MVPs will do that for you. I don't think that's an overreaction at all. But not in terms of length and total dollars, I don't think.
Right, I think per year.
Right.
All right, lastly, Michael, baseball one, so you can get rid of the football music.
Okay.
Hey, who cares when baseball comes back as long as the shift is gone?
I heard about this.
Oh, yeah, Rich.
First thing I thought of.
I heard about this. Here's the thing is I want a little bit more runway than what we have left in this show and this segment.
Uh-oh.
Put a pin in it for tomorrow, but all I'm saying is this. All I'm saying is this. This is definitely not baseball music. Turn it down. Turn it down. My God, I don't know what that is. I have no idea what that is.
The scouts.
Oh my God.
Center field by John Fogerty.
Well, definitely not that.
I mean, come on.
That wasn't that. Anything close to it.
This music.
All I'm saying is, as you know, nothing makes me happier as the host of a show like this one than being proven correct. It's so great. And all the managers that we've had, oh no, we can't get rid of that. Oh no, they shifted on Ted Williams. We can't shift here. Oh baby, they know a killer of action, a killer.
Unwatchable.
Oh, I can't wait to. I was going to talk about that a little bit today, but I got I got too stuck on some terrible takes today.
There you go. Team you up for tomorrow, Rich.
That's what you get. No music. You don't want me to worry.
I'm blowing right through that comment.
Oh, speaking of baseball, I'll do this. I think he'll get a kick that I'm reading it. Who's my favorite person to send me a text during the combine?
Oh,
send you a text during the combine.
Yes.
Michaels.
Bob Costas.
Bob Costas. That's right. That's right.
Speaking of baseball,
Mike McDaniel nailing the cliche hat trick is among the few redeeming moments offered by the dreaded combine. I got that in the middle of Sunday's combine finale.
Mike McDaniel. What a treasure.
He's already 1-0.
Yep. What a treasure.
He's already 1-0. What a treasure. Here, we
3-0.
At this
dropped
point,
all three.
Oh, he did. That's true. But that's just one big, huge win.
It
was so good, we might have to have him sit down for his bust. That's how good it was.
Woo.
Legendary.
High praise.
Daniel Jeremiah and Joe Manganiello in studio tomorrow.